Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us for Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, my name is Father Greg Parent. I'm happy to be able to celebrate Mass with you today. Welcome to all of you listening through the radio, watching through the Relevant Radio app, or online at relevantradio.com. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Attend to the pleas of your people with heavenly care, O Lord, we pray, that they may see what must be done and gain strength to do what they have seen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. All the elders of Israel came in a body to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, "Now that you are old and your sons do not follow your example, appoint a king over us, as other nations have, to judge us." Samuel was displeased when they asked for a king to judge them. He prayed to the Lord, however, who said in answer, "Grant the people's every request. It is not you they reject. They are rejecting me as their king." Samuel delivered the message of the Lord in full to those who were asking him for a king. He told them, "The rights of the king who will rule you will be as follows. He will take your sons and assign them to his chariots and horses, and they will run before his chariot. He will also appoint from among them his commanders of groups of 1,000 and of 100 soldiers. He will set them to do his plowing and his harvesting, and to make his implements of war and the equipment of his chariots. He will use your daughters as ointment makers, as cooks and as bakers. He will take the best of your fields, vineyards, and olive groves, and give them to his officials. He will tithe your crops and your vineyards, and give the revenue of to his eunuchs and his slaves. He will take your male and female servants, as well as your best oxen and your asses, and use them to do his work. He will tithe your flocks, and you yourselves will become his slaves. When this takes place, you will complain against the king whom you have chosen. But on that day, the Lord will not answer you." The people, however, refused to listen to Samuel's warning and said, "Not so. There must be a king over us. We too must be like other nations, with a king to rule us and lead us in warfare and fight our battles." When Samuel had listened to all that the people had to say, he repeated it to the Lord, who then said to him, "Grant their request and appoint a king to rule them." The word of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Blessed the people who know the joyful shout. In the light of your countenance, O Lord, they walk. At your name they rejoice all the day, and through your justice they are exalted.
Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord.
For you are the splendor of their strength, and by your favor our horn is exalted. For to the Lord belongs our shield, and to the Holy One of Israel, our King.
Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He's blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves, so he said, why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise, pick up your mat, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home. He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My mother was very good at taking care of me as a child, but I gave her a run for her money some days. One day that I'm thinking of in particular, I was about 2 years old, and she literally turned her back on me for like 10 seconds. And the basement had some toys in it, and I liked the basement, and you had to turn the light switch on. And when she turned her back, I ran to the top of the stairs, couldn't reach the light switch, so like the little boss that I was, I dove, I missed the light switch, and I tumbled down the stairs. The reason I thought of that today is because me blaming my mother for that kind of reminds me of the Israelites today. Clearly, that was not her fault by any stretch of the imagination. But we hear that in the Israelites. They're saying, we want a king. We want to be like other nations. And what they're doing, God says, they're rejecting me as their king. They're saying that they want the immediate gratification of having someone that they can see and touch and hear that they can put their trust in. It's not going to end well. And Samuel's telling them, don't do it. And they say, no, we know what we want. We know what's good for us. And they sprint away from God. Picture that. God is right there. And they run away from him. What this is going to lead to is some good days. This will bring about, just within a couple of kings, the great King David. But then it's going to lead to some very bad days. And it's reminiscent of me as a child blaming my mother when we hear the Israelites, God, why have you abandoned us? Why have you turned your back on us? When in fact they were the ones that turned their back and ran. And I think that it's something we can think really hard about in our culture today as people who believe in God. We're shocked when we look out at our world and see it in a state of utter confusion, see it in a state of depravity. We go, God, where are you? Why have you abandoned us? Why haven't you fixed this? When in reality, we run away from him all the time. And I really want to challenge us today. If you're thinking, hey, you're right, Father, right? All those other people on that other side of things, they do that. And that's why the culture is so bad. It's not what I'm talking about. I want us all to take a really deep look at ourselves individually and ask, am I putting my faith in Jesus or not? Here's the thing. If we allow, no matter how bad it gets, if we allow our culture to lead us into despair, what that means is we're not putting our faith in Jesus, or we're putting our faith in him, but in the wrong way. We hear this in the gospel, that he has a very different perspective and very different priorities than we have. This gospel fascinates me because this paralytic has the best day ever, and none of it is his initiative. First of all, his friends lower him through the roof, and it actually says Jesus saw their faith, his friends' faith, and therefore says, your sins are forgiven. Because of their faith, your sins are forgiven. So first of all, right away, we see the power of interceding on behalf of others, but also clearly they were asking Jesus to heal him of his paralysis. Obviously, that was the goal. But here's the thing about our Lord. He doesn't give us what we think we need. He doesn't give us what we want. He gives us what he knows we truly need. He sees a paralyzed man and says, okay, that's temporary. But what's truly harming you is your sin. And I want to fix that. Your sins are forgiven. And the fact that he focuses on the man in that way, that the man might not have even known that his sins needed to be forgiven, that that's what was truly harming him in the most profound way. But out of love for him, that's what Jesus says. He's not even thinking about healing the man physically until we see the Pharisees lurking in the window. How can he say that? How can he say that? Now, again, this is not the paralyzed man's initiative. He looks at them. They actually say something correct. Only God can forgive sins. And he goes, "You're right. And to prove to you that that is in fact who I am, to prove to you the Son of Man does have power on earth to forgive sins," he's talking to them. "Now, I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and walk." To the Pharisees, I want to increase your faith. He's not even looking at the paralyzed guy. He says, to increase your faith, now all of a sudden, because his sins are forgiven, because his friends have placed him at the feet of Jesus and his sins have been forgiven, he becomes a conduit of God's mercy for another. He becomes a means of increase of faith for others. He says, rise, pick up your mat, and walk. We can take this to heart as we look out at a world where it's so easy to place our faith in the wrong thing. Oh, if just that other guy was president, whichever side of the thing you fall on, whether you thought that 4 years ago or now. Oh, if just they would stop doing these things, those other people, always those other people. If it could just be different, then no. No, then we'd still be living in an imperfect world touched by sin. No human being is the Savior except for the God-man Jesus Christ. It is impossible for anyone other than him to save us. And he doesn't do it in the way that we expect, but he does it. He works out our salvation with us as we give ourselves entirely to him. So we make that dedication of ourselves to him again today, trusting him always, no matter what, knowing that he's the one who saves, even if he chooses not to do it in the way that maybe we would do it if we were God. But that's why we are so grateful to him, that he's the one who saves, that he's the one who draws us to himself, and that he's the one that draws others to himself through us, whether we feel like that's happening or not. We now stand and bring our prayers before our Heavenly Father. For Pope Francis and all clergy, that they will be examples of mercy and truth for the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a greater respect among all religions, that religious freedoms will be protected by government leaders, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For mothers who are pregnant but afraid, that they, with the help of the Church, may find the courage and strength they need to choose life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor, that they may be comforted and cared for by those who are blessed with abundance, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the souls in purgatory, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the intentions of the family of divine mercy intercessors for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father, please answer these prayers according to your will, for we ask them through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you. For the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ. who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine, work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Sacrifice of this day, please, you, Lord God. Wash them for iniquities. Cleanse me from my sin. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May your people's oblation, O Lord, find favor with you, we pray, that it may restore them to holiness and obtain what they devoutly entreat, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We have lifted to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. His death we celebrate in love, his resurrection we confess with living faith, and his coming in glory we await with unwavering hope. And so with all the angels and saints we praise you, as without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Jesus Christ, O God, who by the will of the Father and the work of the Holy Spirit through your death give life to the world, free me by this your most holy body and blood from all my sins and from every evil. Keep me always faithful to your commandments and never let me be parted from you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Communion antiphon, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly, says the Lord. Listening invites you to make an act of spiritual communion along with me. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Let us pray. Humbly we ask you, Almighty God, Be graciously pleased to grant that those you renew with your sacraments may also serve with lives pleasing to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thanks again for joining us here for Mass on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time at noon central for Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. central. The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
I have really struggled with my faith, and again, I'm so grateful to Relevant Radio. The joy that I get from my spiritual life, man, I feel like the scales have fallen off my eyes.
This is my religious education every single day when I listen to you. And I go to church and I pray for you. You know, Patrick Madrid and Jim Mariani and everybody. I just thank God. I'm like, for putting people like you on the radio and making my faith just increase so much.
This is why we exist.
Relevant Radio
is to help people get to heaven.
You know, if somebody's thirsting for the truth, what better place than Relevant Radio, okay, to quench their thirst, for the truth? You guys do such a good job, okay, of doing it. And, you know, every day trying to figure another way to say it, okay, but it's always the truth.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Relevant Radio.
When I was really deep in the throes of trying to figure out whether I could take the leap and come into the Catholic Church, it was this period where I was driving around in the afternoons at this very particular time, and I would flip on the radio and I would hear this guy on the radio praying these things that sounded like praying a rosary, but I wasn't exactly sure what it was. And it was Drew Mariani praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. It was
That's incredible.
A part of the stirring of my heart.
The Divine Mercy Chaplet, 3 p.m. Central
on Relevant Radio.